This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000. Guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Craig Hoffman.
We're staying in downtown Nashville, which was an absolutely god-awful, terrible idea. It's 2:30 in the morning, and it sounds like there is a group of girls coming into our room. That's how loud they were in the hallway and how thin the walls were. Just way too many woo girls.
Woo!
The Hoffman Show.
They're still wooing by 3 o'clock in the morning. Rachel gets up, walks to the door, looks out the peephole. They are riding a luggage cart down the hallway at 3 o'clock in the morning.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Woo!
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Hour number two, which means we're 2.5 hours from the WNBA draft. We'll be live on YouTube at the Team 980 during that second screen experience. You can watch the draft and then also watch us, listen to us, however you want to do it. At that point will be me, and at least it's up for some part of that. Yep. Your broadcast partner, Megan McPeak, will be joining me. Christy Winter Scott is with us for the radio portion of the proceedings today. And Christy, we're talking mostly WNBA draft. That is obviously the big story in the world of sports today. Mystics with three picks in the top six. But it's also the end of the NBA season. So I say we talk a little Wizards now. We can also take a look at the NBA playoff picture because that was a crazy. How much hoops did you get to watch yesterday? I don't know. Were you doing Wizards stuff yesterday?
I was doing Wizards, pre and
post. I'm sure you guys had the screens going.
And it was nuts. It was so much fun, though, because they also had the alt cast in there. So Steve Buckhans was in there and J.P. Finley and Jimmy Patsos. We also had Aaliyah Edwards.
We
plugged her in from New York. So we had a segment with her in the first quarter, which was great to touch bases with her. And then also Buzz Williams was in for the second half. And Gravis Vasquez was in on that segment of the Altcast. So, we saw
some real turp power
whole game.
Love that. Got great games across the league yesterday. But
there were.
For the Wizards, ending, I mean, it's
a lot of overtimes yesterday.
What a weird way to end this season.
Yeah.
Where we've talked about this with like Dave Johnson all year long, and we can be adults about it. We know the score for this year. This was not a season that was designed to win a championship in 2025.
Right.
And in fact, there was actually benefits to being the dead last team in the standings because of how the lottery works. Well, they've evened out the lottery odds. The big thing that I don't know that people fully appreciate, Christy, mm-hmm. I know you know this, but for the viewing and listening audience,
right,
is they've evened out the lottery odds. So the bottom four teams, I believe it is, have a 14% chance at the number one pick.
Utah.
But because the Wizards finished second, Now the lowest they can drop is sixth if they had won or lost yesterday and thus been tied with Utah, and they actually held the tiebreaker. They would have been the worst. Lost the they would have been the worst team in the league at the bottom of the standings with the tiebreaker. And so the worst they could have picked is fifth. Now, it's still likely that they will win one of those first four spots or that they would be fifth, because both them and Utah would have to lose out on all those lotteries for the Wizards to finish sixth. But that's why it was so important. It was to limit, especially in what many consider a five-player draft, to not have the sixth pick. And so you have this euphoric moment for Bub Carrington where you're like, oh, heck yeah, Bub. Game winner to wrap up the season. But you're also just going, oh, no. What? Please, please, basketball gods, reward the win, not all this strategic planning, we'll call it, all year long, getting ruined by one of your young players having an outstanding moment and winning a basketball game in improbable fashion.
Oh, my goodness. That shot, first of all game long, you can just talk about the defense that was played, I thought was stellar. But that last shot, man, I got emotional in the studio, because when he looked up and pointed to the sky for his dad, man, I lost my dad 6 years ago, and it's still...
Yeah, for those that don't know, Bub's lost his pops, what, about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, less than a month, and it's still... And he didn't miss a game, and he played all 82 games. His family was in the stands. He was looking at them. You could see his eyes were a little glassed over, and it was, for me, and outside of all the draft things and all the whatever, wins, losses, whatever, that was such a win. In so many ways, for the district, for the fans, for Bub, right? For the team. Did you see how they rushed over there? Like, I'm seeing it right now, real time, in my memory, just slow motion. They were just running over to him, like, with the joy. And, you know, for him in that moment to make that kind of shot, smooched it high off the glass. I don't know how he got that shot to go.
The whole time, I'm
Jaime Jaquez draped right in front of him.
There's no way he both got that off and it's going in. And then I and every replay I saw, I'm like, no way that just happened.
No, it's such beautiful,
beautiful, improbable, acrobatic, athletic, unlikely shot.
Yeah,
and it all, by the way, happens because of just Miami inbounds the ball and they win the game. Instead, they go backcourt violation.
Oh, three toes over that line. Yeah. I was like,
I was like, okay, here we go. I had posted on social, the Wizards will finish the season with the worst record in the league. I jinxed it. It's my fault.
Oh, see? That's so why you that wait was, until the final
I was
final
like, I think
buzzer.
We're safe. The 4-point lead and the ball with 5 seconds to go. I thought we were good, Miami Heat. Apparently not. But I think overall for the Wizards, like, my overall thoughts on the season don't change based off that. And in fact, it's kind of my overall thoughts on the season, while the lottery odds change, or the lottery positioning, which ping pong balls they have of the combinations change.
Right.
Like, it actually reinforces what I think big picture about this season, that this season is an absolute success for this
Absolutely.
Team. Understanding the goals are what they are. That is to play young guys, get better, create opportunities, let those young guys seize on those opportunities and improve as individuals, but also within kind of this larger team construct. I mean, the confidence Bub plays with, the found gold of Keyshawn George.
How about
I mean,
that?
You don't get good players at the back end of the first round. They got a bona fide NBA starter.
Yeah.
Sar, just the fearlessness that he plays with to take shots, knowing that he's not there yet, but it's getting better, and to see it get better. I just think those three guys alone, nevertheless, talk about found gold. Justin Champagne's a player.
How about him?
AJ Johnson in the trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's five young guys in a season of discovery that you're like, We got rotational players. They still need their star. They need whether it's Cooper Flagg or whoever they're going to get in this draft or the next one.
Right.
But, like, they got some dudes that are going to be good NBA players for a long time, and they got experience they never would have gotten in any other circumstances. And to me, that's a success.
No question about it. I mean, there are wins in the win-loss column. I get it. But there are wins on a daily 1% improvement level that occurred this season for this young Washington Wizards team. I mean, you said it, right, with Alex Sarr. I mean, his base got better. He was able to stay more on balance when he was trying to maneuver down in the paint, and his footwork got stronger and better because of his strength that I thought he really got better with, especially after the All-Star break. But I just think for him to have 100 points, 100 rebounds, 100 blocks as a rookie,
103s too, right?
103s. Yeah. 103s. I think for him, like that for me was, that was pretty amazing. And then for Bub to play all 82 games, that was perfect attendance for him. And then Keyshawn. I mean, he's a Swiss Army knife. I know he has a Swiss background and all this stuff, but just what he was able to do defensively, and not necessarily, I mean, his steals were okay, but his deflections and his ability to disrupt so many different positions on the court defensively, I thought that was through the roof. And A.J. Johnson, listen.
I want to jump like that once in my
just
life.
Just one time. Once. I've had some really good basketball dreams where I've had some dunks like that and had the best day when I woke up. Just not in real time. But at the same time, man, listen, he is insane in terms of his physical abilities to make decisions like that. We were talking about being rapid in terms of how you are going to attack and when, where, how. And he has that. And not to mention, like, the vert is, like, kangaroo-ish. He's, like, he soars in the air. It's, like, insane. But, you know, he's got a tremendous upside, as do all the rookies, but all four of them. And then Justin Champagny, I just think, you know, the 8 double-doubles of his career were all this season.
Yeah.
And his ability to rebound the ball is just, I mean, he has a motor. And he has a neon green light in terms of that. So the energy and the effort and the focus that he continues to bring to the floor, I think is something that, you know, is, it can't be said enough.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Even though they didn't win a lot, I think this is a team that by the end of the year, a lot of these young guys knew how to win.
Yes.
I don't know that they're capable of it from a talent standpoint for the collection they were put on the floor. But it, to me, like, in a weird way, and I mean this sincerely, I mean this genuinely, this is not a backhanded compliment. They had to play essentially the Capital City Go-Go in order to be what they wanted to be in the standings. Because if this team had played, with all due respect to Colby Jones, who had moments, and like some of these guys that came in that were maybe like AJ probably in an ideal situation, like on a winning team, just like it was in Milwaukee. He's going back and forth between the G League and the league, right? They had to play guys like that because if they had played Bub, Sar, George with Chris Middleton and Jordan Poole and Marcus Smart on a regular basis, they would have won too many games.
Well,
and
next year, though.
That to me is exciting, right? Like, it wasn't just that they got better from a skill standpoint. I think they understood how to play winning basketball. Mm-hmm. And that to me is like, I'll use the T word. That is tanking done right. If you were going to say we're strategizing over the long term to maximize our draft position because we know we're going to have this small window of a couple of years to accumulate talent. And once we get into the middle of the lot, like once we're too good for that, it's hard to get the kind of players that we need to get. And that is just the way the league is. But it's very different the way they did it versus what the Sixers did back in the day, right? For the process, like we actually, this is a very silly thing that is 100% true, Christy Winterscott. At the men's Final Four in Dallas in 2014, I was broadcasting live at the Fan Zone thing.
Okay.
And we invented a game called Is That Guy a Philadelphia 76er? Now we
who
have
he
kept
played
that.
For? Is that the who he played for?
It's basically
for
who he played for. Okay. But the answer was like 76er or guy I made up. Or guy that played for the Sixers in 2007 or something like that. Now, we have kept that tradition going because Anthony and I play a game around Nats opening day called Is That Guy a Washington National? Because the Nats are also embarking on a rebuild.
Okay.
But the point was with the Sixers, how did we do on that game, Anthony?
Not good.
Yeah,
oh,
not
no.
good. Not good. Very entertaining. Not very proud moment for either of our baseball knowledge. But the Sixers, like, had dudes that were that just flat out didn't belong in the league.
Okay.
They were European players. And, like, no shame on that. I would have loved to have been a European basketball player. I would have loved to have been that good. Yeah. But there's a difference in, like, that dude belongs in France versus that dude's a bona fide NBA player. The Wizards were playing future NBA players more minutes than you'd want to play if you were trying to win games this year. They were truly trying to figure out, how do we get our guys experience? How do we get our guys to be better? And I think doing that is the right way to, because at that point you could say this is a long-term strategy,
right,
not tanking.
Right. I mean, I think you're also, through that process that the Wizards went through this season, all of those rookies really gained some invaluable experience that all of the NBA, former NBA guys who have been in studio, like Tony Massenburg and Gravis Vasquez and Jason Smith, they all said, hey, man, that's not a common thing.
They all probably wish they had that.
Yes, those big minutes on the court, real time in games playing against 35-year-olds, you can't measure that. And I think those reps that they got real time in games is going to show improve as the years unfold moving forward. But I really think that they took advantage of every single opportunity that they were afforded this season. And I'm proud of them. I mean, that's what I came walking away with. Not even looking at how many wins, how many losses or whatever. What did you do?
Yeah.
Right? And I think that goes back to playing and coaching. I don't remember, like, as a coach anyway, like how many games we won. Like, what was our effort? Like, there were games that I coached that we won that we did not play well.
Yes.
And it felt like a loss, right? So I understand that dynamic of pouring it all out there. And I think every single one of the players poured it all out there. And that's what you want. Because that's what makes you better.
Right.
You don't, and when you say, like, okay, we had certain players on the floor for a certain number of wins or losses or whatever, but at the same time, the players who were out there, they were competing their butts off.
Yes.
And
that's what you want.
You can't take that away from their efforts, right? They come in and practice every day. They come out for shoot arounds pretty much every game.
And I think because of that,
82 games.
Guys like Kobe Jones, I think they're going to have a place in this league, and I don't know whether it's going to be with the Wizards, but, like, he might get traded at some point or sign a, you know, or whatever contract, because you can't have, you know, 10 ninth guys on your roster, but, like, someone needs to be the ninth guy on your roster, and he could go be a quality ninth guy somewhere else in 3 years, and you're like, oh, I remember when that dude was on the Wizards.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's, like, a bunch of dudes on this team, and they're, like, I'm very, very – I'll close with this thought. I'm very impressed with Will Dawkins' eye for talent.
Yeah.
And obviously he's got Travis Schlenk, who's phenomenal, and other guys that work under him. So, you know, Will, I'm giving credit to your staff if you ever see this too, but you're good at your job too, sir.
Yeah.
And I think
puzzle
that's –
puzzle pieces, man.
You know, whether it's the go-go, how they used it, the trades they make, like they – Keyshawn – that, I mean, again, found gold. Like, I'm very, very impressed with the young collection of players they had, how they played. I think BK grew a lot as a coach throughout the year as well.
Yeah, he said.
And so there's a lot to be proud of and a lot to look forward to. Obviously, you need talent, and that's the next step, which is why they embarked on the type of season they did. But we'll see where this goes. Rest of the NBA playoffs are going to be phenomenal. Christy and I are going to talk about that next, and then we'll get back to the W draft here on the Team 980.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.